Well, we're on to 72-3 now, I think, when you were captain, weren't you?
Yeah, it was the year I broke my neck. Well, I broke my neck in 73, actually. My dad died Christmas Eve, and I went down with flu and bronchitis and came back too early in the January, February, and missed time to tackle and broke my neck in three places. So, very lucky boy. I fractured the odontoid process in the top three vertebrae, and the first aid down here was fine, and but the hospital, the casualty guy sent me home, and I was with Dai Long, and I collapsed getting out of the car, and they put me in a collar, and I collapsed getting out of the car, and came back to the club somehow and couldn't remember much about it, to be honest. And next day went to hospital, and they said they admitted me, and said sit down. I said, sorry, I'm just talking to some people I know. They said, sit down, one sudden jolt and you'll die. You've fractured the odontoid process, which carries a spinal cord. So that was a bit of a bummer. But I enjoyed the captaincy situation up until then, and we were doing very well. I think we would have broken the club record, I'm pretty sure. And we lost a bit of momentum then, and on top of that, we lost a silly game at Camborne on tour, where I think even Jack Folk played, who hadn't played for 8 years. He played in army boots. It was just, that was the way the game was in those days. A little bit more on tour. It was our holiday, you know. It wasn't when Dalton came down. He said, "You're going down here to play rugby. You're not going on holiday." But that's what Gloucester rugby players at that time thought tour was, you know.
Yeah.
We got, here we are.
You had 36 wins that season. It was a good season.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And we scored a lot of tries, which was what I felt. We ran the ball. Obviously, my mind of the game was different to the mind of Mike, who was the previous captain, because he was a forward. So we had different ideas of how I played and how Mike played. But Mike Nicholls was probably the best captain I ever played under, because, you know, he was a little bit dogmatic. You know, you couldn't talk and argue with him. He'd froth at the mouth. And but you know, you had tremendous respect for him, and you'd go through fire. You know, he was just a tremendous captain, Mike.
Well, I understand his pre-match talks in the dressing room were pretty fiery, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, goodness me. Yeah. I would like to even come into the Coventry chat before we went out to play Coventry when we drew with an Eric Stevens drop goal. Because Eric got the ball, I think we were on our 10-yard, or on their 10-yard line, or just inside towards the halfway line. And he got the ball, he shaped the drop kick, and I said, "Pass it, Eric," and he kicked it. It went over. I said, "Well done, Eric." So, I mean, that drop goal kept us in the... Well, we won that through the away draw. But it was a fiery game. I think the Coventry paper had put that they were the Iron Men of the Midlands and the strongest pack in the country. And Mike Nicholls said something about, "Well, we'll see about that when we go out there." And I think they did come second on the day. Eddie Pinckney, Dick Smith, Eric. It's Eddie Pinckney came from Matson, didn't play a lot, but very talented number eight, Eddie. I picked him in my side because he was a very good running back row forward. He had that ability to beat a man, and it was a sort of ability that I had great respect for. And unfortunately for me that year, and I think would have helped, Mickey Booth did retire. And we brought Gary Mace back, who unfortunately had a few injury problems and fitness problems, and was probably, again, like Mickey, just he'd been playing in local rugby and had probably just lost the edge to what he had. And we were a scrum half back short that year. But we did manage to get Bob Redwood, who unfortunately, a very nice guy, he's passed away, from Cheltenham, who played for Gloucestershire and Western Counties, and he was a talented 10, and so he did help in that respect. We're now getting very near the end of the line. Spalding coming down. John Haynes. I was on about John. A long, different number 10 open side to Dick Smith. Whereas Dick had such pace and football, and you know, he looked like a centre, but never passed. But Dick, but he was just a brilliant runner with the ball, Dick. I mean, you couldn't take it away from him, and he could. I mean, he used to put David Watkins, the Welsh British Lions outside half, in his pocket. But John Haynes just had expendable energy. He just ran. And wherever the breakdown was, he seemed to be. He was a very, very, very good old side, John. And without Dick Smith, would have had a lot more games. Phil Blakeway is in the side there. I don't think he was in before then, but played for the county as well that year. And along with Cowlin, was quite a formidable front row, wasn't it? Mike Nichols as well there. Yeah, captain again. That was the 73-74 then. He came back as captain, and actually I started playing again that year.
Had he resumed as captain when you got injured?
No, I can't quite remember. He was vice captain now, to be honest. But he didn't resume the captaincy. No, I did select a vice captain. I'll have a quick look. I think Dick may have took over the captaincy. But you know, you've got a tremendous front row again there with Potter and Blakeway and Mike Nichols' thing. And it was a year that I actually came back from breaking my neck, and I was playing golf at Newington, and I actually threw my boots away and decided what year was that? 73, 74, I was 30, coming in 30 anyway. Yeah, I was 30. And Mike Nichols, Mike Poole from Newington said, well, I played for Newington for a game. I said, yeah, I'll have a game, put me at number 10, I won't need to tackle, you know. And so stupidly bought a pair of boots, and the wife didn't know, and played. And then the following week, wasn't very keen. I played Spartans, so it wasn't the friendliest start. So the following week, he said, do you want another game? I said, yeah, but I think I'll play centre. I wasn't very keen, you know. He said, okay, we're playing Cinderford. So the first two games were Spartans and Cinderford. And then I think somebody at King's Home seemed to have the idea, have heard that I was playing. And they said, we got a game on Wednesday, do you want to play? I said, yeah, I'll have a game. I said, where are we going? They said, Cinderford away. So I played that one. So I had Spartans, Cinderford, which was a nice start for coming back. And didn't do too badly. They said, did I want to play the following Saturday? I said, yeah, who is it? They said, well, it's Newport away, because it was on a county day.
Yeah.
So I finished up coming back in, playing for Gloucester, and then about 4 weeks later, I suppose, so I got back in the county side.